Good morning, Oisin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well now, thank you.
Okay, how long has this initiative been going?
The local enterprise office?
Yes, yeah. No, the recent initiative for giving money, recession startups, that's, I think, 2012, was it?
Well, no. We've been providing funding for businesses and assisting startups since the local enterprise offices were established last year. But I mean, I suppose what we're finding now is that there are an awful lot of businesses that were established during the recession, if you like, say between 2009 and 2013, 2014, even that are now they're really kind of blossoming now, mm-hmm. and they're starting to grow, and we're finding that there's quite a lot of confidence among these business persons who are now recruiting new staff, and obviously they're identifying new opportunities. And I suppose there is a sense that a lot of businesses that were established a few years ago are very well placed, I think, to capitalise on what is now a growing economy, thankfully. And I suppose, I think even if you look historically at the development of businesses and successful businesses, a lot of the big ones and a lot of the successful ones actually started up in a recession. So it's a very encouraging sign, I think, for a lot of these businesses that they managed to weather the storm when they were starting up.
And yeah, it seems to be working very, very... what's the protocol to the extent of someone is out there listening now and they say, well, okay, I need some help in some way and you want to go... I know they just go to your local enterprise office and find out, but a broad outline of what the protocol is.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are local enterprise offices throughout the country. There are 31 local enterprise offices, and we're all located within the local authority. So the local authorities are now playing a very vital and very important role in the nurturing and the creation and the support, I suppose, of enterprise and of business through the local enterprise offices. So there are a whole lot of supports available, whether you're in the position where you're thinking of starting a business or whether you're, mm-hmm. Maybe employing staff or you've already established a business over the last few years and you're growing it. If it's a small business with less than 10 employees, the local enterprise office is more than likely got something there to be able to help you out with. And we're funded by the Department of Enterprise through Enterprise Ireland. So,
and has it been increased since the start of it last year, the funding, I mean?
Well, I mean, that's a political question, perhaps.
Okay.
We obviously always use all the resources that are made to our at our disposal, and we're always looking for more, I suppose. But I suppose the thing from our perspective is that we do see that there's a very, very strong demand for services that we're providing. Because of the fact that there is a lot of people out there, there's a lot of innovation out there, there are a lot of people that are looking to set up new businesses. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, like I was saying earlier, there are an awful lot of small businesses now that are benefiting from the upturn in the economy. And we really need to play, I think it's really critical that we do provide them with the support that they need to enable them to grow,
Yeah, well, the reason I asked that question was, it seems to be, on paper anyway, it seems to be working really well. And if you say, look, this is really working well, give us more money and we'll make it work even better. That's the reason why I asked that question, that you can go along and be encouraged to keep it up, in other words. That you won't be turning people away.
Absolutely. We had just last week in Fingal, we approved 11 businesses for funding, and to the tune of in total €200,000 almost. And all of those 11 businesses, are creating jobs. In fact, they're creating something in the order of 18 jobs immediately. Now, 18 jobs is significant itself, but when you consider what those companies are going to be doing over the next 12 to 36 months, we predict in the next 18 months that they are going to create another 50 or so jobs. Okay, so we're talking about pretty significant businesses that are at an early stage, all of them. Mm-hmm. They really need to be encouraged. They need to be given the oxygen to survive and to grow. And what we're trying to do is trying to encourage them, trying to assist them, give them a little mm-hmm. bit of funding to help them along the way. And try to provide them with the support that they need at a critical stage of their mm-hmm. development. So that's really the role that the local enterprise office plays. And it's all of those businesses, by the way, are internationally trading as well, or they have really strong potential to develop into international trading businesses. So they're creating net wealth for this country, and they're fantastic operations.
I was going to say that actually, it sounds profitable for everyone all around. I mean, the money that they get to help them out has to be repaid. And also, if they're creating jobs, these people like are working, are paying taxes, so they're getting both ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, normally, the grant assistance that's provided by the local enterprise office, there is a portion of that. It's normally around between 30 and 50% of that funding is usually repayable. And we recycle that funding again, you know, so we're obviously getting our stream of funding from clients that we assisted previously, who are repaying us through the loans that we gave them previously, and we're recycling that funding and giving it to new businesses that are starting up. So it is a very kind of efficient way of working and supporting the businesses, and that's really what we're here to do, you know.
And the proviso that's there, Roisin, all are currently employing less than 10 staff, but this is a requirement for the funding. Is that a restriction that they have? It must be less than 10 people on staff?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't really call it a restriction as such. I mean, our core focus is really to help startups and to help businesses that are what we call, you know, the micro-enterprise, the smaller businesses, okay? Mm-hmm. And the very vast majority, bear in mind that, you know, something like 95% of businesses in the country are employing less than 10 staff. So it does represent a significant majority of the businesses in this country, and very often they're overlooked. You know, the big media stories about the multinationals creating employment are obviously always welcome, but really it's really the micro enterprise and the small businesses that are creating the bulk of the employment in this country, and we really have to shine a light on that, and we have to recognise it and provide, like I said, provide the support that they require.
So it sounds
that's what the local enterprise office is
to do, yeah. So if anyone is out there listening or knows of anybody there who has a great idea or maybe has started something up and needs a little bit of help, they just go to your website and give us all the details that you need, Roisin.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, there is a portal website for your local enterprise office. It's localenterprise.ie. And if you're in Fingal, it will be localenterprise.ie/Fingal. So, yeah, but the first port of call, I suppose, would be the national website, localenterprise.ie, and from there you can link into whichever enterprise office is in your area.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what sort of business it is. I mean, some people go, I know this is a little harebrained, but go with it. Go in and find out and get all the information that you can and see, is it harebrained? I suppose that's the best way of going about it.
Well, we would always recommend that if anybody has a business idea, you know, to go through a process of trying to determine, is it going to be viable or is it not? Mm-hmm. And we can certainly play a role in that, because there are some very good programs out there that are starting on business programs, there's ideas generation programs and so on. And we can hopefully help people to make a determination as to whether or not their business is likely to be successful before they go investing their life savings into it. So that's one of the roles that we play as well.
Okay,
well,
listen, thank you very much for all that again. And give us the websites again, Roisin.
Yeah, the website is localenterprise.ie. And like I said, from there you can contact your own local enterprise office, whatever part of the country you're in.
Okay, thank you very much for giving us your time here in Near FM. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you again. Bye. And that's Roisin Gagan, Head of Enterprise, Local Enterprise Office of Fingal. So there you go.